So the first reading today is the subsequent or the following reading from yesterday. And we hear of today's verdict of the Council of Jerusalem, the first council in the church. And thank be to God for this verdict or this decision among the apostles and their successors that we who are Gentiles are now able to be Christians. That through this council in Jerusalem, they have decided that we are justified by faith in Christ Jesus, not by some ancestral heritage or by some kosher laws or by some laws of dietary practices or anything else. We are justified by our faith in Christ Jesus, by how we live our life, not just by the circumcision of the flesh or of any other matters. Therefore, we need to ask ourselves, how are we allowing God's gifts to each and every one of us to be different as well as to be faithful? Each and every one of us are different, just as He had called the Jews, just as He had called us, just as He had called other people differently. We share different gifts, but all those gifts are ultimately in order to serve Him, in order to give our all to Him, in order to let the gospel be in our heart, to direct us and to help us grow, and Christ be the center of our lives. If Christ is not the center of our lives, no matter what law we keep, no matter what commandments we seem to have or live by, if Christ is not the center of our heart and dictate our every being, then our actions are just meaningless. We are justified by that personal faith and that communal faith at the church, because by faith we know who we are. By faith we have life. And when I read the first reading today, it reminds me of my own particular experience with Mother Teresa's sisters in Vietnam. They are not known, or they are not called to be missionaries of charity. So they don't wear the same habit as if you see the typical white and blue sari that the missionaries of charity wear all around the world. They have their own particular habits. And the backstory, it almost kind of like the Council of Jerusalem. When Mother Teresa wanted to establish her order in Vietnam, the communists would not allow her to do so. However, if you know Mother Teresa, she doesn't take a no for an answer. So she goes back in and she formed a group of sisters to live by her charism. And since she cannot establish her own order there, she allowed these sisters to add the name of Christ to their religious community. So they are now called missionaries of Christ charity. And they don't, they wear the three blue stripes on their veil, but other than that, they don't look the same as the typical missionaries of charity, but they live the same charism. And throughout when she was alive, she continued to go to Vietnam using excuses to visit and to care for the poor, but she also taken the time to form these sisters according to the constitution, according to the spirit, according to the charism personally. So that when she passed away, her successor, Mother Nirmala, went to Vietnam in hope of trying to join them together, because at that time the communist government were more open to this possibility. But then after a period of discernment, Mother Nirmala said to the sisters in Vietnam, "This is what Mother Teresa had begun, and this is what God had brought you toward. So let keep what God providence have led you to now. and remain as you are, because Mother have set you up as your own entity, but sharing the same charism as us. You see, in the church, sometimes we think that in order to have unity, we need to have uniformity. Everybody have to look the same. Everybody have to abide by the same rule or this and that. But unity is found in how God is able to work in the different circumstances and challenges, and to bring the gifts toward, and to bring the gifts into fulfillment. So I see that in my own working with Mother Teresa's sisters in Vietnam. They don't look the same at her main congregation, but they share the same charism, the love for the poorest of the poor, and to love Christ in the poor and to serve Him there. And they truly dedicate their life and grounded their life in the love of the Eucharist. They wake up at 4:30 in the morning, and the first thing they do is an adoration in the morning, and then morning prayer, and then Mass, and then they go out to serve. And then after lunch, they do another adoration. And then 3 p.m., another adoration. Their whole life is not only about service of the poor, but they're able to serve the poor because they love Jesus. And this is what Jesus means, and what Jesus tried to instill within us in the gospel reading today. Remain in my love. Remain in His love. Because He loves us. Because when we remain in this love, we're able to be joyful in Him, even though life can get challenging. We find our joy, our fulfillment, our contentment in Him, because His joy is in us. And when we remain in Him, our joy will be complete. Nothing else can fill us when we have Jesus, who is infinitely good to us and loves us from the bottom of His heart, who gave His life for us. Therefore, as we recall the gospel reading today, we know how much God loves us and how much He has endowed each and every one of us with His own particular gifts. May we use those gifts for the greater good of the gospel and the greater good of His kingdom.